At 0600 hours this morning, one of my contacts within NASA sent me this reconnaissance photo of the moon. Now, as you see, this is the Kepler crater in the Sea of Tranquility. But 150 miles to the west is a new outburst, a new dusting that just cropped up this morning. They thought around 0400 hours. They believe it's an unidentified life form, and they also believe that this spawn of it, this tail off of the main center, is a weapon system, and it's aimed right at the Earth. Oh, this video is not for the conspiracy theory Playboy's Playhouse meeting I have tonight. I'm sorry, disregard what I just said. Michael Ruiz, dear Drew, who will be the slot wide receiver? Jalen Strong, Cecil Shorts, or Braxton Miller? Initially, I think Cecil Shorts. I think eventually, and I don't know how eventually, maybe late in the season, maybe next year, I think it's going to be Braxton Miller. But look for Cecil Shorts. He's done some nice things in camp. Look for Jalen Strong on the outside, and really watch out for him just in general. I know he's not going to be a slot inside guy, but they'll all move around. But I really, really am excited about Jalen Strong in the future. David Gonzalez, dear Drew, will we need Super Bowl this year? You better answer me, haha. Willis Odika, dear Drew, when do we expect Dwayne Brown back to join his teammates? Great question. I would have said probably week one. You know, I thought it would have been regular season when we see him back. Bill O'Brien, that last week during last week of minicamp, he said he expects Dwayne Brown to probably be back during training camp. So, Dwayne, as you remember, week 17, last regular season week, had the quadriceps injury, but he's been rehabbing. He's on the right track, so maybe we'll see him during August. And because that's such a great question, you win scratch-off. So, Willis, send in the email, and then scratch away. But when you send in that email, say, hey, I'm Willis. I won scratch-offs. Rick Carr, dear Drew, will Whedon and Savage battle it out for the backup spot? And if so, who do you think will get it? Yes, Brandon Whedon and Tom Savage will battle for that backup spot. In the early going of camp, they kind of flip-flopped as far as who got the second team reps and who got the third team reps. And I think maybe the most telling of all will be who starts that final preseason game at Dallas, because whoever starts that is probably going to be the third guy because they don't want to get the first two guys hurt. Savage started that game last year, and he wound up getting hurt in that game, and he wound up going on IR. So look for that, but that's something that we'll know really more towards the end of August. But if I had to bet, I think you'll see Whedon as a backup. A bunch of you sent in some wacky questions, which I love and I encourage, but I'm going to have to go lightning round with these. First one up, Caitlin Mauser. Dear Drew, would you rather smell awful for the rest of your life and only people around you can smell it, or have permanent Cheetos dust on your fingers? Cheetos dust on my fingers. Smelling bad is like one of my, you know, pet peeves, like big phobias. Colton Milstead, dear Drew, how cool would it be for the Texans to play in the Super Bowl in Houston this year? Cool as ice. Brett Moore, dear Drew, how many hours of sunlight do my tomato plants need? Probably 3 hours per day. John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt, I don't think your mom, I don't think your dad, and I don't think the orphanage gave you that name, but nonetheless. Dear Drew, do you think Brexit will affect the Texans' chance of a Super Bowl berth, spelled with an I? No, I don't. Topher McKeon, dear Drew, what's your favorite game day snack? Thank you for reading. Thank you for sending in the question, and hot dogs are my favorite game day snack. Happy 4th of July.